We continue this month's audio with a look at the bob and why it is so, so much more than a haircut.
A French Revolution. Paris should have a statue of this woman. She was a provocative French actress called Polaire, who in the 1890s showed her feminism by doing something radical. She cut her hair short. The high society of Belle Époque Paris was deliciously shocked. The New York Times declared her to be the ugliest woman in the world, but to no avail, because who in Paris cared what New Yorkers said about women's fashion?
Accidental rebel. For Americans, it can be said that the modern era started with a case of appendicitis. In 1914, a dancer called Irene Castle cut her hair short before going into hospital for surgery, so it would be easier to care for afterwards. In public, she wore a turban to hide what she had done. But a journalist took a photo of her without it at a friend's house. The picture caused a scandal and a generational divide. Young women who were entering the labor force because many men were at war admired the liberating practicality of the Castle Bob. But Vogue magazine affirmed, "There is little likelihood of its general adoption." The moral? Don't believe everything you read in Vogue.
Radical women. Until 1920, the bob was seen as a provocative, overtly feminist look. Women who wanted one had to go to barber shops because hairstylists refused to do it. Some young women, faced with disapproving families, even went to their doctors complaining of hair loss so they could get a medical prescription for a bob. But with the start of the jazz age, the social taboo about the cut started to disappear.
Fashion favourite. In 1923, the actress Colleen Moore appeared in Flaming Youth, a hit movie about the promiscuity of America's youth. Her hair was cut in a razor-sharp bob that soon became the signature style of the 1920s flapper. A sign of emancipation, it was also a look that worked perfectly with 1920s fashion and cloche hats. It was practical for work and for dancing the Charleston. By 1925, the Washington Post reported on the economic effects of bobbing, saying that the number of hairdressing shops in America had quadrupled in 4 years due to the explosion in demand for short hair.
Still modern. It's been a century since women began cutting their hair short, but the bob still feels modern because it has always been a feminist statement. When a rupture with the sexism and conservatism of the 1950s was needed, women in the 1960s opted for a more radical version of the 1920s bob, for instance. And today, in the era of hashtag MeToo, female role models such as Beyoncé, Victoria Beckham, and Charlize Theron have all adapted a bob that echoes the 1920s. It represents a feminist ideal for 2020. Strong, independent, and the equal of any man.